Tonight, I'd like to give gratitude for what I've learned in this church, part of it being how we should love out, a term I heard from the teachings in Plainfield. It makes me every day get into the practice of, after praying and all that, ask God what His purpose and plan is for my day. And I've also learned that I need to listen and to obey what the voice says. One morning recently, I heard, after my prayers and everything, I heard, go for a walk. It wasn't exactly the time that I would go, but I kept hearing this, go for a walk. As I got down our driveway, I saw the man that has been doing our lawn for over 20 years. He was bent down, but I felt led to go to him. When I got down there, he stood up and I saw that his jaw was swollen. He kept telling me about it and he said something that didn't feel so good. He said that, well, the swelling is going down his throat, and that if that's what God wants, then he's all right with it. I know that he's a very religious man. He really has faith in God. So when he said that, I said, no, I don't think God would allow anything like that. And with that, he said, well, you can pray for me then. As I went away from him, I kept affirming the truth about man, as we've learned through Christian Science, what the scientific statement of being says about man, the definition of man in the glossary, as well as in recapitulation from our textbook, all that is right about man. And I kept praying with that. And even after the walk, every time he came to my thought that day, I prayed again with those beautiful truths about what we really are. 2 days later, he came back and he was so excited. He spent some time with me. The swelling was gone. He said, it's all gone. And he was so grateful. He said, I knew I had a prayer friend. This is so important to me because it really tells me that every day my thoughts should be off of me and to love out, to be concerned with who I can bless, to ask God for His direction, because He already always has a purpose and plan for our days. So I just wanted to share this, and I know that others are doing the same everywhere. What we learn, we are to share to bless the world. And I'm so grateful for everything I've learned through this church that has helped me so much. It's changed my life. And I'm grateful for everything else that I'm learning. Grateful for the readings, they were beautiful. And grateful for every testimony and the hymns.